I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rising sectarian violence is putting Iraq on the path of civil war. Sunni Islamist militants are killing civilians to invoke revenge on the Shiite government. Violence has been going up since April, and nearly 900 people were killed last month. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says the last few weeks have been especially terrible.
There's no longer rumors of war. War is here. There is the Shia-Sunni issue that's happening there, but also the church has been so decimated and it's become so small.
Want to know the best way to help? It's easy. Pray.
There's a number of things I think that we can pray for, but the number one thing is that fear would not overtake our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Next, there are endless examples of God's people overcoming oppression. A recent Vision Beyond Borders trip proves that a closed country is no exception. With God's help, the team was able to bring Bibles and other materials through an unbelievably strict customs process. Pray these items help Christians persevere under this country's conditions. Want to go on a trip like this? Visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. And the church may look different in the United Kingdom if evangelicals hope to reach the lost in what's being called a post-Christian nation there. Johnny Winkle with the Mission Society spent a year there. Winkle says many have been hurt by the church. He says the church may need to be recreated
in such a way that it meets people where they are, where people can come in and have a conversation around the table, get into a Bible study, and just through those relationships, lead them into the believing and worshiping communities.
If you'd like more information about the Mission Society, we'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.